With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, March 31st, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. Police in Beachwood continue investigating a Monday night shooting that occurred near Admiral Avenue and Locker Street. There were two vehicles involved. One was left behind, riddled with bullets, but everybody involved in the shooting was gone by the time police arrived at the scene. Officers did find several shell casings left behind, though. Anybody with any information should contact Beachwood Police. Lawmakers interested in addressing the high cost of medical marijuana in New Jersey have advanced a plan to have some state programs, including PAD, reimburse the cost. The committee endorsed it unanimously this month, although Monmouth County State Senator Vin Gopal does have some concerns.
I do think there are some risks in mandating reimbursement for a product that hasn't been approved by the FDA. I think my home grow legislation would have resolved a lot of this for medical and recreational if the state eventually takes that on.
The right to grow a small amount of marijuana plants at home is something advocates have been seeking for more than a dozen years. They say it nearly happened in 2009, but it got dropped from the Senate bill in a compromise with the Assembly. Several animals, including a bull who tore a mailbox out of the ground, escaped from a gated pen in the Manahawkin section of Stafford on Wednesday afternoon. Police told NJ.com that some pigs and a goat also got out, but were all led back to their pen by an animal control officer. Okay, so what do a set of braces, a glow-in-the-dark condom, a plastic monkey, and half of a bowling ball have in common? They were all among items plucked from the sands of the Jersey Shore last year by volunteers doing beach cleanups for the Clean Ocean Action Environmental Group. More than 10,000 participants collected over 500,000 items last spring and fall. That's a new record. Plastic items dominated, but weird stuff popped up as well, including male enhancement pills, a hunk of hair, and a full set of dentures, along with a fake eyeball turned up as well. This year's spring beach sweeps will take place on April 9th. All along the Jersey Shore. We are heading into April, and that means food truck season in New Jersey, but you may be surprised to know that the Tasty Trucks of the Garden State have changed the way that they do business since COVID hit, now exacerbated by rising food and gas prices as well.
The street vendor model, like you might think of with the traditional trucks on corners in New York and L.A., is giving way in New Jersey to operators booking appearances where they know they'll make money, which means you might soon see them stationed outside your office building or at a wedding reception.
It was much more of a catered thing, where you'd say, bring my truck in, I will pay you X amount of dollars to have your truck there and just feed these people.
Jersey Food Truck Association President John Heppner says while part of the appeal of food trucks is that they offer quality food affordably, across the board don't expect them to be as cheap this summer as they once were. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
After St. Peter's historic run in the NCAA tournament, Coach Shaheen Holloway is heading home to Seton Hall, hired as their new head coach, who was widely anticipated. The 45-year-old Holloway was a four-year standout for the Pirates in the late 90s. He is the first Seton Hall alumni to be the head basketball coach since the 1950s. Life has a way of coming full circle, Holloway said. To say that I am excited would be an understatement. President Joe Biden says COVID is not over. It will just no longer control our lives. The president has announced a new phase in combating the virus with a website, COVID.gov. It's a one-stop site for testing, treatment, mask, and vaccine sites. President Biden also asked Congress to approve more funding for vaccines and testing as well. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.